This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one of the beauties of the Arabic language is the way that it speaks about a family and the term that is given to what family is. Ya Ikhwan, salam alaikum. Ya Ikhwan, اللي في ورا. Brothers, in the back. Brothers, excuse me. Sorry. So the way that the Arabic language refers to the term usra, قال الأسرة هي الدرع المنيع الحامي. Literally, the word usra, linguistically speaking in Arabic, even though we translate it into family, but it refers to an armor or a shield that is strong, that protects. It's a place where people feel protected. And in the verses just recited upon us, there was something about a family. And we're just going to focus on one of them. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. The Quran takes us into a moment where a father is departing this world. He knows he is dying. So he gathers his children around and he asks his children the most important question. اللي يقول إيش؟ هدف التربية في الإسلام. هدف التربية في الدين إيش؟ إني أنا وأولادي ننجو في الآخرة. The ultimate goal of raising children in Islam so that all of us, we are successful not only in this life, but more important, in the hereafter. That is the ultimate goal. What good is the success of my children in this world if they fail in the hereafter? May Allah protect all of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah make us amongst those who are successful in this life as well as in the hereafter, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So he asks his children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Now that I am dying, I'm asking my kids, what is it that you will worship after me? And as every caring father, and I want to hear the right answer. I want to hear an assuring answer. قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ أَبَائِكَ. We shall worship your God and the God that you have taught us of Ibrahim, Ismail, and the rest of them. Ya Rabbi, احفظ أولادنا وأولادكم. Khwan, subhanallah, مما يؤرق خاصة هذه الأيام مسألة التربية. You know, something that gives us as parents nightmares and literally anxiety and worry is the spiritual moral well-being of our children. May Allah keep them morally and spiritually and all of us healthy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So the Quran takes us, you know, gives us these examples so that we may learn from them. I think I've shared with you once the prophetic style as to what it means to, you know, the elements of giving us the opportunity to have healthy families. Very quickly, refer to them as the triple A: attention, affection, appreciation. Attention, meaning that my family is the most important. They are the number one priority in my life. That my time, my energy is first and foremost is going to be devoted to them. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very busy man, but he was never too busy to take care of his family. And I love how he treated his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. They say that every time Fatima would come in, doesn't matter which delegation that he was with, as soon as Fatima comes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get up and he would walk towards her and he would kiss her on her forehead and he would make her sit next to him. This delegation is important. But as soon as Fatima walks in, she is the most important. Attention. Appreciation. Meaning that I see the good in you and I am not afraid of pointing this out. I see the good in you and I am not afraid of verbalizing it. إخوان سبحان الله إحنا الواحد لما يجي ينتقد ما شاء الله معجم اللغة العربية ينفتح عنده. You know, when we decide to be critical of each other, man, the entire dictionary is at our disposal. We can talk and we are never short of words. يجي على الكلام الحلو على الكلام الطيب تعجز الكلمات بطلوع الروح على بدل ما يقول كلمة حلوة. But when we are about to offer praise or appreciation, man, it becomes so difficult. And that is not good. You ask wives, husbands, you ask moms and dads, and what you see is people say that I just don't feel appreciated. When people don't feel appreciated, they don't feel rejuvenated. The last one, affection. The idea of love. The idea that I let the people around me know that I love them. يقول لك من أصعب الكلمات في أيامنا هذه كلمة بحبك أو بحبك. إذا كان التقدير يطلع بطلوع الروح أدي بحبك ما بتطلع إلا بعد طلوع الروح. Okay. No, they say that one of the most difficult words for us to utter nowadays is I love you. Say that the two most difficult words in the English language are I love you and I'm sorry. Have a hard time saying that. See, if we want to be able to influence our families positively, if we want to be able to make an impact, we cannot be afraid of sharing these positive feelings. And subhanallah, you know, in the story that is told, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. You know, there is this togetherness that is taking place as Ya'qub alayhi salam is talking to his kids, and you can sense good energy that is going on. And that is nice. Wallahi, that is beautiful. And remember that if we want to impact our children positively, we must create a positive environment. How do we do that? Attention, affection, appreciation. How do you make attention, affection, appreciation? Availability, approachability, accessibility. When we do this, say man, we have a chance in having an impact on our families. One of the most beautiful things about Ramadan is seeing family together. May Allah always keep us together, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You know, people coming into the masjid together. As we are listening, we see that Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail are building the Kaaba together. This is what we call spiritual togetherness. When families practice together, when families eat together, when families fast together and break their fast together, please continue this togetherness. Without it, it will be very, very difficult to have any impact on our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever for each and every one of us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and bless our Shaykh who is leading us in this beautiful recitation. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina.